George Capanelli here. Welcome to another edition of Age Nation Radio Magazine, where people, passion, and purpose meet.
And I'm Alan Hutner. We're your hosts at the place where boomers, elders, and conscious members of younger generations come to listen, learn, and participate in a lifestyle revolution. Join us for in-depth interviews, world-class experts and authors, provocative commentaries, humorous and informative special features interspersed with some great music.
Our topic today is crazy wisdom. We're going to look at the freedom we can inherit when we get outside of the lines of reason and logic, which we need to do a lot more of, and how our worship of these two somewhat limited gods may well be limiting our lives. You'll join Alan and me for the next part of an insightful conversation with Alan Weber, co-founder of Fast Company and co-author of Life Reimagined.
As always, we have great music interludes. Today, Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey, When You Believe, Amplified Heart, We Walk the Line, Elvis Costello, God Give Me Strength. Our special features today, Sidina will bring us another enlivened aging strategy, George and I will bring you a You've Got to Be Kidding news segment, and George will also close with another provocative and practical commentary on the... No, we have a...
Crazy Wisdom.
Oh, yeah? Isn't there a Rudy rap today?
Oh, yes. Yes. There is a Rudy rap today.
Yeah, okay.
All right. George, and a good one, too. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
George will give you details on that. It does tie in with crazy wisdom.
Yeah, so welcome to Age Nation Radio Magazine, where people come to celebrate living consciously and aging wisely in the 21st century. Our topic today is crazy wisdom, and our purpose for bringing it up is so that we can help learn to live outside the lines. Thomas More, author of Care of the Soul, reminds us that the soul seems to thrive in less than perfect places.
Hey, I'm rapping about the soul today. Look
see
at that.
All right. Places where there are no straight and rigid lines and a reasonable amount of uncertainty and ambiguity. If this is the case, and our own life experience certainly supports Thomas More's contention, it's no wonder that so many of our souls are unhappy and out of sorts. Most of us live in what Carl Jung once described as the land of boxes. Indeed, our world prides itself on having orderly square corners and streets bordered by straight sidewalks, marked by solid lines, hardwired for 24/7 digital communication, based primarily on the rational and the logical and conscribed by the limited and restrictive kinds of thinking. With this as a platform for life in the modern world, it's no wonder so many of us are often gasping for air.
Are you digging into the Roger's thesaurus here for this terminology?
No, that's the Capanelli.
I like it. I like the words. You know, most of us have lived the first half of our lives in this world of rules and regulations, of processes and procedures, of bureaucracy, of straight lines and rigid structures. It is a world designed for the collective and not for the individual. It is a practical, so-called productive world ruled by the gods of economics and not the whimsy of the muses and the ambiguous mysteries of the soul. We also live in a world growing more humorless each day. A world of such rigid political and social correctness that we seem to be losing the ability to laugh at ourselves and to celebrate deviations from the norm. Indeed, deviation and uniqueness, while applauded, on our theatrical stages and on our movie and television screens are getting more and more rare and costly in ordinary life.
I tell you, you can't afford to slip in ordinary life, you know? So this is a world where we like to pretend that we have it all together and strive to stay on the straight and narrow while hiding shadows and irregularities of enormous proportions. This is a world of false piety, inflated and overzealous morality, and what at best can be described as egocentric, inflexible, and divisive belief systems. Doesn't sound much like fun, does it, Alan, you know?
Yeah. Well, when did you get out of the box, George? Do you remember the exact date of your wake-up?
I can't talk about it on the air, but anyway.
I remember your story.
Nor does it leave much room for what in so many other societies has been called crazy wisdom. What is crazy wisdom, and what does it have to do with learning to thrive in the second half of life? Crazy wisdom is counterintuitive. It's wisdom that goes against the grain and generally occurs outside of the lines of the ordinary. It's wisdom that counsels and compels us not to walk on the straight and narrow with our hair neatly combed or to sit with our knees held closely together and our hands folded in our lap. Crazy wisdom makes sense by not making sense.
Fritz Perls, the father of Gestalt psychology, used to say, if you lose your mind, you'll come to your senses. He's one of my favorites, Fritz Perls, in and out of the garbage pan, garbage pail. Mm-hmm. That is crazy wisdom. An anonymous wit once proclaimed, kneeling a lot results in good standing. David Ogilvy, founder of Ogilvy & Mather, one of America's leading advertising agencies, shared his own brand of crazy wisdom when he said, rules are for the guidance of wise men and the obedience of fools. And we agree and think it's time, no, long past due, for those of us who are in or nearing the second half of our lives to stop paying so much attention to square corners, straight lines, and political correctness. Instead, we think it's time to start paying a lot more attention to that crazy wisdom that arises in our hearts and issues from our souls and our loving.
Yeah, we can offer, after all, well afford to do so. A lot of us are either no longer within or on the way out of the workforce. Many of us have empty nests, some amount of disposable income, limited in some cases, but disposable nonetheless, and a reasonable amount of time on our hands. In addition, a large number of us have already served our time between the lines, within the structures, and marching to the beat of someone else's drum. As a result, we know how boring and tedious all of that can be. So the question we now face is how willing we are to finally get down to the real stuff, to get silly, irreverent, joyful, and above all, crazy. Crazy wisdom will allow us to start or take our next steps toward living the life we were born to live. How do we get crazy and tap into our wisdom? Doing whatever we do with a lot more spontaneity, breaking a few rules, especially those that the pompous and pious have turned into absolutes. Above all, we inherit a lot more crazy wisdom by inheriting and remembering that we are not here to dance to someone else's tune, to live out someone else's unfinished dreams or unfulfilled longings. We inherit crazy wisdom by remembering that we're not separate from but one with God, and that it is the laughter of the gods we need to emulate and not the sadness and seriousness of man.
Come back to the revolution. Age Nation Radio.
Every now and then, special people come together to do something special. May through November, on the beautiful retreat campus at Unity Village, Missouri, 16 leading wisdom keepers of our time will guide you on 6 remarkably transformative weekend journeys called Navigating Your Future. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, Hazel Henderson, George Capanelli, and Sadina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more will lift your spirits, touch your heart, and share their unique gifts to support you in living the life you were born to live. Hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center, details at NavigatingYourFuture.com. Take Mark Twain's sage advice. Throw off the bow lines. Catch the winds in your sail. Explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. Be there.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action into a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Come back to the revolution. Age Nation Radio. Harvest the wisdom. Age Nation Radio.
We have returned. Alan Huttner here along with my co-host and buddy George Cappanelli and Alan Weber on the line with us. We have just engaged Life Reimagined, the book by Alan and his associate Richard Leiter. I love reading little pieces and then have that as a discussion point, Alan. So I marked off something early on in Life Reimagined and quote, "This new life phase comes after middle age and before old age. Its impact, the idea of a life reimagined moment, can come at any age. This new phase of life renders obsolete the myths and conventional wisdom of the last 50 years, the old story that has defined the trajectory of our life course and constrained the choices available to us in the second half of life. Life Reimagined says you can choose your own path at any step of your life journey. As we reimagine the way we live and age, we will reimagine every phase of life that comes before and after Life Reimagined. The consequences of each of us exercising choice in our lives will ripple across every generation and every phase of life. Very simply, we are living in a transformational time that is personal for each of us and universal for all of us." And, you know, that's inspiring, kind of, you know, allows the hair to stand up. And yet, you know, and you could take off on this, yet we are faced with some inequalities now more than ever, divisiveness, you know, politically, and red and blue and left and right and right, progressive and conservative and all that stuff. And the fact is that I recently read an Oxfam piece that the 85 richest people in the world control as much wealth as half the global population. And this needs to change too. So there is choice. Everybody can make an individual choice, but you talked about aligning in choice and creating new power bases of community. So run with all that if you would.
Yeah, well, I think what you're reading is language that is very inspirational, and it's intended to be, because I think it's kind of a wake-up call that we're issuing to folks in the book, and we do it. I'm pleased with the way the book reads, and in fact, when Richard and I were writing it, we read it to each other out loud 50 times so that it would sound like your neighbor talking to you about something that is both true and practical and also inspiring and makes the hair stand up on the back of your neck. So I think what we're saying to people is we have to think different. We have to think different about our own lives and what the givens are. And what you were reading is true. For the last 50 years or so, there's been a kind of a set piece that was prescribed about how you live, how each of us goes through our lives, and what the assumptions are about what happens at each stage. And those assumptions no longer work. They simply don't apply to the way people live or want to live or, frankly, should have to live. The problem is to wake up to the new possibilities and to connect the dots in a new way, both personally and then among ourselves and with each other. So it's a personal choice not to accept the givens of the past. Some of them are economic. Some of them are health and medical. Some of them are constraints that we put on ourselves. You know, in writing this book, Richard and I kept running into people, and we'd be researching the book by interviewing them, and they'd say, well, I can't possibly do something new. I can't possibly retire from my old job and then start a new business. Well, why not? Well, I've never done it before, and I don't know how. Well, why is that a problem? Well, what if I fail? Well, what if you fail? What's the problem? And you chase it down. And a lot of it traces back to fear and expectations. Fear of what other people will say, fear of your own self-judgment, fear of that little voice in your head that's criticizing you, or the judgments of others who you care about and you don't want to disappoint or disrupt. So a lot of the book is very personal. We're talking about stories we've collected, sometimes of celebrities who had a what's next moment, but more often just of ordinary people who are doing extraordinary things, not extraordinary in the sense of winning the Nobel Peace Prize, but extraordinary in the sense of realizing their best selves, retiring and starting a pizza parlor and realizing that that's the best thing they ever did in their life. One woman that's one of the most poignant stories in the whole book was miserable as an office worker in the government. The term in the book that people, I think, will understand instantly that we talk about in her case is inner kill. Inner kill.
Yes.
Inner kill is death from the inside out. Mm-hmm. It's as you extinguish the light of your life by surrendering to things that you don't want to do. And Barb was dying of inner kill until she took early retirement from the government and opened up her business as a dog walker and pet person who takes care of other people's pets. And now that may sound to people like, well, why is that a good thing? The answer is, it's a good thing because it makes her extremely happy. She takes care of other people's pets in such a way that other people think of her as their Aunt Barb. She's a member of the family. But the part I like the best is that she's allergic to every single pet she takes care of. And she has to take medicine before she goes and takes care of the pets. And it still makes her the happiest she's ever been in her life.
Yeah.
And those stories are, talk about something that makes the hair go up on the back of your neck. A simple story like that is so profoundly important.
It is, Alan, and you know, Sedina is my wife. Sedina and I have a new book called "Do Not Go Quietly," and it shares a lot of the optimism and the encouragement and the call to action. And we refer to that as living the life that you were born to live. That many people inherit later in life, having set aside some of the musts and have tos from an earlier part of life.
Exactly.
There are so many parts of the book that we're not going to have a chance to cover, but I just want to identify them for the listener. You know, you have that mapping the life reimagined territory. You have a chapter that I love called "This Isn't What I Was Expecting," and other chapters called "Get Real" and "What Works" and all of that. So I want people to know that there's a ton of really good, solid, practical information. But one of the things that I want to, you said before, you know, we don't have to go it alone. And so, especially in the next segment of our interview, one of the things that I want to talk about is that the going it alone, from our perspective at least, isn't just about being able to form a connection and community with other human beings, but going it alone, I think, also deals with the context of our world today that Alan was talking about before. And so, you know, we live at a time when America is still youth obsessed and age averse as a culture, you know.
Right.
And we're still marginalizing and often disregarding the elders. We're still outsizing older workers in companies in lieu of younger people that cost less and whatnot. There's this
rush to cut pensions and reduce retirement benefits. And for many older Americans, the decline in the value of real estate, which was their primary asset that they were depending on, is changing their ability to live lives of dignity and quality going forward. So when we come back, what I'd really like to talk about from your perspective, that heart perspective that Alan was talking about, the compassion and the understanding that's in your voice, what do you think we need to do as a culture and as a society to promote that greater self-reliance and yet at the same time recognize that there are some collective responsibilities we have as a culture for handling the well-being of our elders.
Right.
So we're going to be back shortly, and we're talking to Alan Weber, co-founder of Fast Company, author of Life Reimagined and other books, and a really conscious candidate for the governorship of New Mexico.
Stop waiting. Now's the time. Age Nation Radio.
Every now and then, special people come together to do something special. May through November, on the beautiful retreat campus at Unity Village, Missouri, 16 leading wisdom keepers of our time will guide you on 6 remarkably transformative weekend journeys called Navigating Your Future. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, Hazel Henderson, George Capanelli, and Sedina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more will lift your spirits, touch your heart, and share their unique gifts to support you in living the life you were born to live. Hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center, details at navigatingyourfuture.com. Take Mark Twain's sage advice. Throw off the bow lines. Catch the winds in your sail. Explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. Be there.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action into a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Stop waiting. Now's the time. Age Nation Radio. You're listening to Age Nation Radio. It's a state of mind.
George Capanelli and Alan Huttner, we're back. Little bit of commentary on that segment of the interview with Alan Weber.
There's a lot here. I know we keep talking about wanting more. And by the way, you will get more Alan Weber next week, too.
Yes.
But, a couple of quick hitters here. Reimagining life at any age. You know, again, this is our theme, any age. And the transformational time that we're in maybe affects people at different age chronologically in some different ways, but I don't care, you know. I talk to young people. They know we're in a transformational time. It's intense. You need to reimagine your life right now, or you're going to be stuck in, as you said in the beginning, in the commentary, in a box that's not going to serve you. And the more that you live in a box, I think the more that these intense transformational energies will blow you out of the box involuntarily. And you may as well go, instead of kicking and screaming, go in an awake presence.
Absolutely. And the reimagining, you're right, has to happen at every age, not just those of us who are in the second half of life, but those of us in the second half of life. If we're clinging tenaciously to the way things used to be, the old normal rather than the new normal, then we are going to find ourselves buffeted by all of the tides and the currents of change that exist in our world. Whereas if we let go and stop, you know, clinging so tenaciously to old assumptions, it gives us the opportunity to live life in a more flow, in more relaxed ways. It's why crazy wisdom, our topic today, is so critical.
Yeah.
Because when we get outside of the lines of the logical, we start to realize that that's where imagination lies.
Yeah, let me give a tip here on that too, because, you know, I know some people are listening and say, well, how do I do that, you know? Because as we know, so much of our behavior is programmed. It's in the subconscious. We're not even aware of it necessarily. And yes, we have conscious thought and we can change those, but what about the 85% that's below our awareness level? Well, you have to increase your awareness level. I know for me in 1970, and that's a long time ago, I was lucky enough.
Was that 1870?
1870.
Oh, 1970.
I was in a wagon, a covered wagon, and I started meditating. Well, all right, 1970, in the middle of my pharmaceutical career, and I got a brochure on stress management. And it was a one-day workshop, and it was revolutionary then, and they taught meditation. Because what meditation did was allowed you to step back and observe your thoughts and not empower them or energizing them, even the ones that create emotional tension in your body. And over a period of time, the stuff of the subconscious bubbles up, and we have a chance to look at it.
So the other thing I think that I want to point out in Alan's interview is the idea of inner kill. I call it spiritual death. You know, Henry Miller used to define humanity into the quick and the dead, that there were a lot of people walking around who somehow or another had died to their spirits.
Yeah,
you know?
But when you're married to Marilyn Monroe, you're going to wake up. I mean, I'm sorry.
That was Arthur, though. That was
Arthur Miller.
That was Arthur Miller.
Henry Miller's different.
Anyway, if you're listening and you're finding any part of your spirit atrophying, then you know that it is time to reimagine your life. And we'll talk more about that with Alan next week. So, time now for You Gotta Be Kidding. Each week we look at the stupid, the dumb, and the wonderful in the news. And today we're going to focus on a couple of different things. First one, here's a win for the good guys. This from Laura Clausen, Daily Kos. Workers at 7 New York City McDonald's franchises will split nearly $500,000 in a wage theft settlement that Attorney General Eric Schneiderman announced. The Attorney General's Labor Bureau found that cashiers regularly performed off-the-clock work before and after their shift at the Manhattan restaurants owned by someone who I won't name. Workers weren't given an allowance for the time and costs associated with cleaning their uniforms, nor did they receive an extra hour of minimum wage after shifts in which they worked 10 consecutive hours. The settlement money will go to 1,600 current and former McDonald's employees. And the good news is that this kind of thing is happening in many states. And it is time. It is time for the fast food industry to stop paying their CEOs and their upper level management huge salaries. And meanwhile, people who are doing the work are getting left out. So You Gotta Be Kidding is long overdue in this particular industry.
All right. I got a couple extra page fours in here in my notes, but I want to go to another story here. An amazing village designed for just for people with dementia. Now, you mentioned this to me, and I was let me attribute it to Kelsey Campbell and Dolahan. Centuries after Shakespeare wrote about King Lear's symptoms, there's still no perfect way to care for sufferers of dementia and Alzheimer's. In the Netherlands, however, a radical idea is being tested. Self-contained villages where people with dementia shop, cook, and live together safely. We as a population are aging rapidly. According to the Alzheimer's Association, 1 in 3 seniors today dies with dementia.
Yeah.
The process of finding and paying for long-term care can be very confusing, unfortunately, and difficult for both loved ones and patients. Most caretakers are underpaid, overworked, and must drive far distance to their job, giving away some 17 billion unpaid hours of care a year. And it's just going to get worse. Alzheimer's has increased by an incredible 68% since 2000, and the cost of caring for sufferers will increase from $203 billion last year to $1.2 trillion by 2050.
Isn't that an astounding number? $1.2 trillion.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. And I'm going to continue a little more with the story, yeah, but I know there are also ways to prolong and to prohibit this by natural living. That's not our subject here. I like the idea of this village. So we're not prepared for the future that awaits us financially, infrastructurally, or even socially. But in the small town of Wisp in Holland, that bastion of social progressivism, at a dementia-focused living center called De Hogwijk, a.k.a. Dementia Village, the relationship between patients and their care is serving as a model for the rest of the world. The idea, explains Hogwijk's creators, is to design a world that maintains as much a resemblance to normal life as possible without endangering the patients. The fact that a resident cannot function normally in certain areas being handicapped by dementia does not mean that they no longer have a valid opinion on their day-to-day life and surrounding, say, administrators. Well, Hogwijk seems to suggest that there isn't such a huge difference deep down inside, just different needs. By designing a city tailored to those unique needs, residents avoid the dehumanization that long-term medical care can unintentionally cause. And on the village's site, a quote from Italo Calvino's 1970 Invisible Cities drives it home. They already have experienced a night like this, and they were happy then.
It's a great idea, a really wonderful idea, and one of many experiments that's going on that can make a huge difference in our world. And medical warehousing ought to be something that's eliminated, because that belongs in the you got to be kidding.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that much about dementia, and I don't want to make too light of it, but since we're talking about crazy wisdom as a theme, just think about it. Even if you forget things, you're living in the moment the next day. All you need is somebody to make sure you don't wander into the wrong place.
Yeah.
All right.
Age Nation Radio. Love. Laugh. Enjoy life.
We are Age Nation. We will soon be 150 million people strong. We're 40 and older and represent the fastest growing population segment. We weren't born yesterday and we're not dying tomorrow. We work, create, and contribute. We buy the majority of new cars, invest, travel, control 80% of this nation's wealth and at least that much of our faculties. AgeNation.com is our website. It's a doorway to valuable information, inspiration, radio, live and online education and entertainment, digital magazine, books, products, discounts, and more, all from some of the leading wisdom keepers of our time. AgeNation.com, for the generations who change the world and have the wisdom, experience, and the need to do it again. AgeNation.com, it's free. Sign up today.
Every now and then, special people come together to do something special. May through November, on the beautiful retreat campus at Unity Village, Missouri, 16 leading wisdom keepers of our time will guide you on 6 remarkably transformative weekend journeys called Navigating Your Future. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, Hazel Henderson, George Capanelli, and Sedina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more will lift your spirits, touch your heart, and share their unique gifts to support you in living the life you were born to live. Hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center, details at navigatingyourfuture.com. Take Mark Twain's sage advice. Throw off the bow lines. Catch the winds in your sail. Explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. Be there.
Reclaim your passion. Age Nation Radio.
George and Alan back. Now it's time for another really terrific enlivened aging strategy.
Hi, I'm Sedina, here to share with you some simple yet powerful enlivened aging strategies to support you in creating greater clarity, balance, and rejuvenation for your body, mind, and spirit. Today's enlivened aging strategy is healing light breath. We were born with incredibly simple yet powerful gifts that we can use to make the best of the rest of our lives. Our effortless breath is one of those precious gifts. Just the conscious choice to breathe with concentration in particular ways can be very dynamic and priceless in terms of healthy conscious aging. By connecting with your own life force in a conscious way, you can impact every area of your life to fulfill your most deeply held authentic needs. The intention is to be at home in the home you occupy, which is your body. The conscious use of your breath literally brings you into your body and out of the mind, which is usually in past or future time. There is a Chinese expression that says, where the mind goes, the qi or energy will follow. So know that as you focus your mind, you can trust your energy to follow. And we can practice this right now with a simple exercise that you can do anytime. It will calm your mind, bring radiant energy to your body, and soothe your emotions. So let's give it a try. Focusing your mind, take a full breath and feel your belly expand with a warm golden light that then travels up to your heart and delivers the warmth of love throughout your chest. Envision and feel the healing light filling your chest with this sunlit warmth. As you fill with light, say softly to yourself, peace. As you exhale, send this healing light out, imagining that it is dispersing the warmth of love to every cell of your being and then moving out into the world. Each time you inhale, repeat the feeling of light in your abdomen and follow it up to your heart with the thought of peace. And exhale, delivering the healing light to your whole being and to the atmosphere around you. So keep this cycle of breath going for about 2 or 3 minutes until you feel penetrated with this peaceful energy. You can then allow it to expand out to your world. You can send this healing energy to someone you love or someone who is a challenge in your life. And you can practice any time you need to regenerate and balance. This is a great tool for living in peace and bringing peace into the world. Remember, your breath brings you utterly into the present moment and consciously into your life. Your breath can act as a gateway for bringing your mind, emotions, and spirit into connection with your body, and you will then be able to accept and respond positively to the changes that are going on in your life. So remember to include the healing light breath in your Aging Consciously backpack and go to Enlivened Aging, AGEING.com, to learn more. Many blessings.
All right. Well, sorry to say, it's the end of the day, and we must leave you until another play. Next week, we're going to continue our look at the life you were born to live, with a final segment. Alan Weber, our guest of Fast Company, Life Reimagined, his topic. You'll hear more great music segues and interludes. Sedina will be back with another terrific enlivened aging strategy. And, of course, You've Got to Be Kidding, a piece that George and I will do. And he'll close out next week with another one of his provocative commentaries, some practical tips on how to live more consciously and age wisely.
Don't forget to visit agenation.com. A lot of great information, opportunities, articles, and a whole lot more. You can sign up for your free subscription to Next, our digital magazine. Also, visit donotgoquietlythebook.com. You'll find some great free downloads and guided imagery processes and you learn about the five national awards the book has won. And finally, if you'd like spending time and learning from some of the leading wisdom keepers of our time, visit NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com and learn about some of the terrific programs we've coming up soon. Now, here's Alan with another terrific broody rap, this one entitled Soul Bowl.
Okay, ties into the crazy wisdom that we've been talking about. Thanks for the intro, George. Banco da Gaia, the music track. Desert Wind is the song from Excursions in Ambiance.
It's as if something were calling me. A voice from the past, like some sort of inherited memory.
All right. The Soul Bowl, inspired by Gary Zukav and Seed of the Soul, the 25th anniversary book out. I have a new name for this life game, and why we're here, and why we fear, and why we hurt, and why we smear the beloved and the dear, the divine and sacred, a thought away, just so near. So lend me your ear for just a few minutes, so you can hear this game changer from a peer. The Soul Bowl is the grand game, no winner or loser like in the Super Bowl, nor missing the sweet scents like in the Rose Bowl, or coping with the olfactory intense like in the Toilet Bowl. No, the Soul Bowl is the ultimate game, played not just for fortune or fame, rather to discover who you are, where first place earns you no gold star, nor to feed your ego because you shoot under par or hit the ball so far. Yet the Soul Bowl is a home run of ultimate fun, of happiness and joy, like a unique God's toy. The playing field is Mother Earth, and a sharing proclivity awards you a prize of mirth, where human creations finally end all dearth or lack. For the Soul Bowl game has all humans playing on the right track, returning home to core, and that is a fact, where self-knowing is this play's last act. The twist in the plot? That, you are that, I am that. We are what we're searching for, no longer scurrying like a rat in a maze, in a mind-lost daze, waking up to the great aerosol white haze, marking the end of a soulless way. As Gary Zukav does say in The Seed of the Soul, we are evolving from five-sensory humans to multi-sensory humans, human beings as well as human doings, living love and unity in this grand cosmic zooing, exploring how we're all connected beyond being ego persona directed. This game's journey is to the soul, starting now, whether young or old, at any age, become a living now in the sage. Seeing human life as a play, inviting you to discover the eternal way. Yes, some pain and suffering in the transitory display, here tomorrow, gone today. So as the game, peace, as the game, peace, let love, soul, fill your day. Make your day. Accept the Tao as the stage set for this dramatic play. Yes, gone tomorrow, here today, but your eternal soul, give it the director's role in the game of game. The game of games. The Soul Bowl.
Thanks, Alan. Another great Rudy rap. Today's topic, crazy wisdom. Alan's rap, Soul Bowl. Have a great week.
The best is yet to come. Age Nation Radio.
Every now and then, special people come together to do something special. May through November, on the beautiful retreat campus at Unity Village, Missouri, 16 leading wisdom keepers of our time will guide you on six remarkably transformative weekend journeys called Navigating Your Future. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, Hazel Henderson, George Capanelli, and Sadina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more will lift your spirits, touch your heart, and share their unique gifts to support you in living the life you were born to live. Hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center, details at navigatingyourfuture.com. Take Mark Twain's sage advice. Throw off the bow lines. Catch the winds in your sail. Explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. Be there.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 Book Awards. It is a powerful call to action into a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit donotgoquietlythebook.com.
You're listening to Age Nation Radio. It's a state of mind.